Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Boys, 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 how we doing today?
Who you calling boy?
It is...
Fantastic.
It is Monday, June the 18th. Yesterday was Father's Day. Guys, you have a good Father's Day?
We did. I'll speak for myself. Sorry, I did.
We did, yeah.
Now, Derek, Boone gave you flash drives because I keep losing them. Is that correct?
He did. He gave me a 3-pack of...
Wow, way to go, Boone.
Flash drives.
So that was very nice of Boone. I appreciate
it. It was.
My wife and daughter went and saw Incredibles on Saturday.
With you?
No, not without me. Without me.
And was that your gift?
No, I'm just saying. Oh. I'm just saying something happened as we were talking about things going on.
Oh,
they said very good. Just a little bit of shady language there. And
Oh yeah, for the family friendly.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't take Bruin.
Well, I mean, Bruno probably uses those words, but I mean,
hey now.
Sorry. No, it was. They said it was really good, except for that. Incredibles
two. Derek, have you seen it yet?
I've not.
Craig still hasn't seen it. Of Infinity
the first
War.
One. Oh, I thought you said it in the first Incredibles. One.
Who's Incredible what? That's Incredible?
This is episode 56, Animal Kingdom Quick Service.
Yes.
Battle Royale.
A milestone. Wait, number 56.
Milestone episode. I don't have the sound effect. Ding, ding, ding. How's that? Play that sound effect, Derek. I'm just kidding. Yes, it is time for another Battle Royale. And yes, we are, Daniel Green, wearing our Lucha Libre mask that you got for us from Mexico. Craig, just go ahead and pull it up over your lip. They're tuning us out right now. we've ranked the table service restaurants. We want to put a little different spin on it. And now we're going to go with the Battle Royale. Park by park, each park will get its own episode.
Just real quickly, explain to, again, we were talking about new people going to Disney. What's the difference in your table service, quick service? What's the difference there, Matthew?
Well, your table service is what you do have to have a reservation for, with a couple of exceptions. And you do, that is your, what we call, I would call it a sit-down meal. You're going to be seated. You're going to have a waiter or waitress come and take your order. It's a much longer experience, a much pricier experience, but quick service is what we, you know, fast food. You walk up to the counter, you order it, they hand it to you, you go sit down. Is that best?
Yeah.
Explain it.
And signature. And then on that, you've got signature dining.
Yeah, so there's... They need
which
a,
means...
Now, is there a signature quick service? Because there should be. Derek told me, Craig, that he has a new way that he would like for us to go about... determining the winner here.
Did you tell them where we're going to rank? Have you mentioned
did
that?
Did I say it?
I don't know.
I think
asking.
I said Animal Kingdom.
I don't listen to you a whole lot.
I know that. This much is obvious. Animal Kingdom quick service
Animal Kingdom.
Dining.
Yep.
So, Derek, how are we going to determine the winner of this Battle Royale?
Who doesn't love a cuddly crocodile?
There's probably lots of people that don't.
I don't know of a single person that does other than Joe Dirt. Joe Dirt loves a cuddly crocodile. Rule number one, I'm number one. Go ahead, Derek.
Check one.
That's
Mike. Here's the backup mic.
Backup mic, Derek.
I need to apologize because Joe Dirt is one of my favorite movies, one of my most favorite movies of all time.
Derek reminds us of Joe Dirt minus the mullet.
You need to grow a mullet.
I don't think my hair would sustain the mullet.
I didn't know Joe Dirt was a thing until Derek told me that it was a long time ago. But go ahead. We're wasting time.
Sorry. I'm thinking, though, I don't know if it's the Olympics may be coming around in a couple more years. Something's got me thinking swimming again.
A couple more years.
That's like so saying an eclipse is about to happen. And
I don't know.
Haley's Comet's coming.
I think we actually, it's a survival as much as many of these things are.
Of course,
survival of the fittest. So you start in the hippopotamus enclosure.
Okay.
On to the crocodiles, and then you fight the gorillas.
I don't think this is a good idea. Like in Animal Kingdom.
Sorry, you're fighting. I was going to try to stay away from fighting, but you're fighting for your life. I think
that's probably against that's animal cruelty or something. Before you get,
I think we're breaking a number of rules here and laws.
Craig, I don't think Disney lets us do that.
You have a different idea for how we could go about this battle royale.
I just said let's just do it the way we've done the other ones. Just go
no way
and just kind of rank them.
That's a crazy idea.
I'm really sure one of these times it's going to catch.
So you're saying I should draw out a bracket?
Yes.
And the restaurant that gets the best 2 out of 3 votes advances to the next round.
I think that's the way to do it.
Okay. Well, Derek, since
I'm vetoed again,
since you got vetoed,
okay.
Derek.
You know, by the police department. You go ahead and tell us what are the Animal Kingdom quick service restaurants. Now, first of all, how did we define these?
Very loosely.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the list here.
We did not factor in all of the food carts.
Not of the carts, yes. Not the 8 spoons. I'm sorry, 8 spoons is not on the list.
And the smiling crocodile did not make it.
Did not.
But we do have a lounge and a Starbucks, right?
And a table service, quick service location, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So what are the 8 quick service restaurants we're going
with? So you've got the Yak and Yeti window. I call it the window.
It's not a window. It's got an actual...
But it's... Yak and Yeti is a table service.
Yeah, but so they also... You have to say... Yak and Yeti Local Foods Cafe.
Is that what it's called? Okay. Yes. I just call it the window, so I'm going to call it the window. Nomad Lounge. Satuli Canteen versus Restaurantosaurus. Harambe Marketplace versus Pizzafari. Flame Tree Barbecue versus Starbucks Creature Comforts.
Oh, man. Craig, are you ready for this?
I'm goosebumps, ready to go.
Let's start with Creature Comforts taking on Flame Tree Barbecue.
Let's do that one.
Craig, we'll let you get started off here. We'll hit that bell.
Let's get ready to rumble!
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Craig, do you know who Creature Comforts is going up against first? Because I do.
Yes.
And his name is John C.
It's going against.
Well, I figured since The Rock won't message us back, we'd bring in John Cena instead.
Message John Cena and see if he'll call.
Hey, I bet he'll call in. All right, Craig. So, Creature Comforts, Flame Tree Barbecue. Which one are you taking?
Well, to be honest with you, to me, that's not even a contest. Flame Tree Barbecue, hands down, is a lot better than Creature Comforts because of the amount of food and things like that you get at Flame Tree.
So for you, it's about quantity. I tell you what, Derek, he shot Creature Comforts down. I think the Creature Comforts enthusiast.
Does he even understand what Creature Comforts
is? Why don't you tell us what Creature Comforts is, Derek?
It's Starbucks with pastries and
That's what coffees. I'm saying. I don't know much about it either. If I'm looking for a quick service meal...
You're not looking for that kind of food.
Right.
Well, and you can go to Starbucks in a number of places around the United States.
Yeah. Flame Tree Barbecue is amazing, especially, again, I'm the one of the show that always gets the food plan, the dining plan. So with...
You're definitely not going there on that.
And with the Flame Tree Barbecue, for instance, for $19.95, you get ribs, pork, and brisket. Chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken. So, I mean, that's a good deal. Even if you're not on a food plan, that's still a good deal. And it's enough for 2 people to eat one. So, my vote is for, right off the bat, Flame Tree Barbecue.
I can hear the angry cries of the Creature Comforts enthusiasts. I'm also going to pick Flame Tree Barbecue for many. Is that how they're crying?
I think so.
Is that the sound of a creature?
It was.
I'm also going to pick Flame Tree Barbecue for many of the reasons that Craig just said. I think they have good food. You get an abundance of food. And, yeah, I could care less about going into a... I'm not one of those... I don't think I've ever gone to a Starbucks in the Disney park just because I can go to Starbucks anywhere.
Now, I have on Main Street, when they let you in, you know, early before you actually let you into the rest of the park, and we've gotten coffee and things like that, but... When you're over in Animal Kingdom, I don't think I would go to a Starbucks at Animal Kingdom.
Derek, it doesn't matter, but go ahead.
It doesn't. I would vote the same way. I would go with the barbecue and just move on from there.
And also, it's not a table service, it's a quick service, but it's got a neat location to kind of hang out at and sit, and it's all that, and they just updated that a few years ago, and it's really nice at Flame Tree.
Very like expansive seating area. I've never actually gone back and sat down by the water. I honestly would like to do that.
It's still outside, so it's not that big.
Derek, what is our next matchup as Flame Tree advances? Our next matchup brings us to Harambe Market versus Pizzafari. Which one are you picking? Harambe Market is only, what, 2-3 years old? It's relatively new. Pizzafari, I think, has been around for many years. You want to give us a rundown on each restaurant?
It looks like Harambe Market has stuff like ribs and pork sausage and a hero or gyro.
Yeah.
I don't know how some people pronounce it. Chicken skewers, roasted vegetables. So it's kind of a lighter fare.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say any of this is overly heavy and probably a little fresher, maybe.
And the way it's set up is there's several different stops you can go to. It is like a marketplace. Mm-hmm. I think there's 3 or 4 different places you can go. Have you ever been to the Harambe Market?
The only thing I've ever gotten there is the Bebo. And that is the drink that you can get at Club Cool at Epcot.
Craig, have you been to Harambe Market?
I have, but I think it was just kind of like what Derek said, something quick like that, not a sit down or a lot of meal.
I got one of those sausage, it's like a sausage corn dog, and it was really good. Came with a side of black eyed pea salad, which was quite refreshing.
They love the black eyed peas over at Harambe Market.
And then, of course, you got Pizzafari serving primarily pizza.
Yes.
So, which one are you going to pick, Derek?
I am actually going to go with Harambe Market.
Interesting choice.
A little bit of variety. I'm not sure that I would go there every time, but I could see myself going there as much as I go to Pizzafari. Because I don't know that Rachel and I have been there to Pizzafari. I think the only time we've been to Pizzafari is on trips with you and Sissy.
Sorry. I'll go next. I'm going to pick Pizzafari for the fact that my wife enjoys it. I know when we go there, it's an indoor area. I think that needs to be noted. Harambe Marketplace has no indoor seating. Pizzafari is kind of our go-to a lot of times at Animal Kingdom because it's got food that I'm going to like, Sissy's going to like, the kids are going to like it, and plenty of places to sit inside in the cool AC. So, Craig, one vote for Harambe Market, one vote for Pizzafari. You are the tiebreaker, my friend.
I'm kind of on both sides of it because I think when I go to Animal Kingdom, I want to try something different. Don't necessarily have to have what I always have, and that's where I think Pizzafari comes in. I have pizza. I eat pizza. I eat that here in our home. But I can't get what I can get there at Harambe Market. When you think about the air conditioning, though, with Pizzafari, that is intriguing because there's not a lot of places, especially quick service, where there's air conditioning. With that said, though, again, I'm going to Animal Kingdom. I'm going to try something different. I'm going with Harambe Market.
Ooh, I didn't see that coming.
Harambe Market.
Harambe Market.
Oh, you boys have fun.
Sissy probably is not going to talk to me now.
She's not going to listen anymore.
By the time you're done eating at Harambe Market, you'll have lost so much sweat that you'll have to eat again.
I'm going in January.
Well, maybe that's the true reason I want to go.
No, I do like Harambe Market as well. I'd go there a little more often if my wife was a more adventurous eater. In fact, one time she went to Pizzafari, I got some from Harambe, and we met there. So, and that's what I like too about. A lot of the Animal Kingdom counter service restaurants are kind of close enough to where it's a little bit of a walk, but you can, like Harambe and Pizzafari, it's a less than a 5-minute walk away. It does give you, and that's a good thing too about quick service dining as opposed to table service dining, is it gives you a lot more flexibility to where if you want to go 2 different places, you certainly can do that.
Absolutely.
So Harambe Market and Flame Tree Barbecue are now in the final four of...
I like it.
Animal Kingdom. I don't think...
I like the variety, though.
Not much of a surprise there. Let's move over to the Yak and Yeti Local Foods Cafe, taking on what really isn't a quick service restaurant, but we're going to call it one here for the sake of having 8. The Nomad Lounge. Derek, I believe you have an intimate knowledge of the Nomad Lounge. Tell us, where is it? What does it serve? What's it all about?
If by intimate you mean I know where it is, I would say... I'm very intimate. Sorry, Rachel.
So has anybody here ever been to...
I have not. I'm trying to get you guys to go in July.
Tell us more about it, Derek.
They kind of do smallish plates. Smallish.
Smallish, okay.
Plates. They have things let's see, just looking at them in there, they have chicken satay, tuna pokey, they have Wagyu beef sliders, pork ribs.
Hokey pokey?
Hokey, yes. Left foot in. They have a truffle poutine. If I were to go here, I'd get a couple of different things, and it would cost as much as a sit-down meal now, would, but...
And because it is a lounge, it's relatively easy to just walk up and have a seat.
I think so.
But it is outdoors,
and
right?
And again, Nomad Lounge is outside of Tiffin. Sorry, I didn't
outside in
that.
The shade, right?
Yes. It has a covered...
On comfy couches?
A big comfy couch, I would believe.
Oh.
Maybe.
Sounds good, Craig.
Mouth watering.
So, it's interesting to me. And of course, it is a bar also, but I wouldn't know about that aspect of it.
Yeah. So, which one are you picking?
Oh, we didn't really talk about Yak and Yeti.
Yak and Yeti, teriyaki beef bowl, honey chicken, which is good. I've had it there before. American Kobe beef cheeseburger, Kobe beef hot dog, which I know a lot of bloggers do dispute whether or not how much of that is Kobe beef. Asian chicken wrap, ginger chicken salad. They also have egg rolls, chicken fried rice, along with other side dishes. I would probably pick out of the two, I would pick Yak and Yeti Local Foods Cafe because I've been there. I know it's good. It's one of those things. It's relatively simple, but at the same time, it is kind of adventurous, and it does have that Asian-inspired cuisine. The honey chicken that I had there was quite good. The fried rice is good as well. So I'm picking Yak and Yeti. What about you, Craig Shelton?
Between the two listing, again, I have never ate at the Nomad Lounge. Looking at the cuisines...
The cuisine?
Cuisines. Yak and Yeti I have ate at and absolutely loved it. And that is right up my...
The quick service one?
No, I haven't had the quick service. See, but I'm sure it's the same food.
It's similar.
That's, right. Yeah. But it's still Asian inspired.
Yes.
So that's my right up my palate.
right up my palate.
That is... So with the two cuisines, I mean, again, what I would choose to go to and eat would be Yak and Yeti. Even if I had ate at both of them, which I've not ate at Nomad Lounge, I still, looking at the menu, I would be drawn to the Yak and Yeti. So I'm going to choose Yak and Yeti.
Well, that makes it easy. Yak and Yeti is moving on.
Well, what would you have picked?
I would have picked Nomad Lounge.
Really?
And I'm,
why is that?
I may eat there by myself in July, so I don't know.
I'll try Nomad Lounge. I like to, but I love Asian food. So, I mean, that's where I'm more drawn to.
I think on that Monday, we should go give Nomad Lounge a shot for lunch.
Yes. Stack it up, boys. We're doing it.
1, 2, 3. Okay. Well, Yak and Yeti Local Foods Cafe advances. That leaves the last first round matchup as Satuli Canteen versus Restaurantosaurus. Derek, start us off. Which one would you pick? Satuli Canteen, as we know, is the new Pandoran restaurant.
Yes.
Food that you can only find on Pandora, correct?
It is.
Chicken or beef bowls. The
chicken beef,
the
tofu.
Chicken cheeseburger pods. And you can find all of these menus on the Disney app or on the Disney website. And if you want to know more about these quick service locations, we encourage you to visit those sites. Then you have Restaurantosaurus, which is kind of tucked away back in the corner of Dinoland.
It is.
Kind of, you have to like seek it out to
it's
find
really,
it.
And it's kind of just a burger place, sandwiches. Yep.
But they did like have the hot dogosaurus at one point, correct?
Do
they
still have it? I don't see that anymore.
Oh, man. I know our friend Josh was a big fan of that.
It's a pretty standard, looks like pretty basic. They have a battered fish sandwich, black bean burger.
And you have to almost seek it out. I mean, it's tucked away.
Yeah. And the trailer, I think it has a little special trailer room.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat if you could sit in there, I think that would be neat. But besides that, my vote would go to Satuli Canteen because we eat there almost every trip now.
Derek is taking Satuli. How about you, Mo? First of all, have any of us ever been to Restaurantosaurus?
I have not. Again,
I've been in it.
Oh.
But not to eat.
Maybe we should try it.
I would rather do the lounge.
Nothing's calling you to it, huh?
Again, for me, it's one of those. Okay, if I'm looking at the choices on the menu, again, Satuli is one of those that says kind of Animal Kingdom to me. It's a little different menu, a little different something to try. Again, for the safe bet and for kids, you're probably looking at Restaurantosaurus because you've got chicken nuggets, bean burger, so on and so forth. So for me, again, if I'm choosing which one I want to go to try to challenge my taste buds, I'm going Satuli just because it's something different and something. What did one of you guys get? The bun that looks like a...
The bao buns? cheeseburger pods?
Yes, cheeseburger pods. Those are kind of different. Nothing I have to get every time, but again, it's something different. So I would probably go with Satouli.
I would not recommend the hot dog from there, but...
I do like the hot dog.
I would go with the bowl or the cheeseburger pod.
Plus, right outside Satouli is one of the greatest drinks. I used to have... My favorite drink used to be...
The Night Blossom.
Yes.
But it used to be what?
Used to be...
LeFou's Brew?
LeFou's Brew.
So, Craig, you took Satouli Canteen?
Yep.
I would also vote Satouli Canteen. No love for...
Grand Slam.
No love for Restaurantosaurus today. All right, that brings us down to our final four here at Animal Kingdom Quick Service Battle Royale. Harambe Market taking on Flame Tree Barbecue. Yak and Yeti Local Foods Cafe taking on Satouli Canteen. Let's go ahead and move over and start with Harambe Market versus Flame Tree Barbecue. Can I go first, gentlemen?
I would prefer it, I think.
I am giving my vote to Flame Tree Barbecue. Not only do they have good barbecue, I think they have some very good price snacks. And especially if you're on the dining plan, is it the loaded fries, the fries with pork and cheese?
Yep.
And also, man, the onion rings at Flame Tree Barbecue.
I think both of those run, what, $6, $7 probably?
Yeah, I think the fries are expensive, but they're both a snack credit. And, man, those onion rings are phenomenal. Sissy and I, every time we go to Flame Tree, we usually get the platter to share and the onion rings to share. Very, very good. Love Flame Tree. A lot of food, as Craig said. Good food. That gets my vote. Derek, what are you going with?
I'm going to have to go with Flame Tree as well. It's tough to say no to Flame Tree when... I know I gave it a little hard time for being outside, but Harambe Market's outside.
So both of you boys now are abandoning your Harambe Market bandwagon, huh?
Well,
I didn't find out what Craig's doing.
These two.
Yeah.
You don't know.
It's all about matchups.
Right. It is.
It's about matchups.
So I have to go with the barbecue. I really enjoy the... And they a lot of times they'll have a special lemonade or something at Flame Tree, so I like the
or a special dessert.
Yeah, I kind of like the special
in December
special things. So
I have go with the trifecta here.
All right,
Flame Tree is just that's as a family we always go to Flame Tree when we go to Animal Kingdom. It's just again, it sounds funny, but you get so much food and the price is not that crazy for Disney food. So it's good food, good barbecue. The ribs are always good. The pork is always good. The chicken is always fantastic. It's just so much food. Always a hit.
Even getting the ribs platter is enough to share with another person, even if it's not the three different.
Right.
You know, Craig, nothing says family like lots of good barbecue.
Like loading up on a lot of food.
Exactly. All right, so Flame Tree advances to the finals. Not really a surprise, I don't think. Let's see who it's going to take on. Yak and Yeti Local Foods Cafe or Satouli Canteen?
Oh, man.
We'll let Craig start us off on this one. Just go ahead and speed through this. What are you taking, Craig?
Yak and Yeti.
He's taking Yak and Yeti.
I tell you, I love Asian food. Yak and Yeti, the time we went there, we went to table service. Again, Derek pointed out a while ago, quick service
is different.
But the table service at Yak and Yeti was unbelievable. And everybody got something good to eat. So I want to feel like it's going to follow through with the quick service.
I did not think that's what he was going to pick.
Now, Satouli's nice. It's indoor, air conditioned. That's a plus. But I'm going to go with Yak and Yeti on this one.
Okay.
Derek?
I'm going to have to go with Satouli because it's just...
Take that, Craig.
It's new, and I think it's very good for what it represents, which is just a new world.
I, too, am going to choose Satouli. I'm kind of surprised that Craig took...
Craig's he just
playing
hit
with
us.
The sound effects.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Craig took Yak and Yeti. You're right, Derek. It does represent a new world. I think it has good desserts as well. It's also made and built for mobile ordering. It's one of those restaurants that was designed for that. And so mobile ordering works really well there. Oh, and another thing to not overlook about Satouli Canteen, it's one of the few quick service restaurants on property where you get unlimited refills.
You do.
Because they do have the drink machine there. And I think also, well, I'll say more about Satouli in a second because it's moving on to the final round.
It is.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
We have... In the finals now, Satouli Canteen, the new, taking on Flame Tree Barbecue, the classic. And I think if you were to poll most Disney Animal Kingdom theme park attendees, those haven't eaten at all these, they would probably place these at their top two, I would guess.
And I would not... These two could possibly be my top two across property.
They are quite good.
I mean that honestly, they're that good to me. Both of them.
I think top to bottom, Animal Kingdom quick service restaurants may be the best. There's not as many as you find in Epcot or Magic Kingdom. But, I mean, of all these ones we've talked about, outside of maybe Creature Comforts, I'd be willing to eat at any one of these restaurants tomorrow if you said, hey, let's go eat at Animal Kingdom. I think Pizzafari is good. Yak and Yeti is good. Restaurantosaurus hadn't been there. But
you'd try it.
I would try it for sure. I'm looking forward to Nomad Lounge. So Harambe Market has also got some strong dishes. Let's start here with Craig in the finals. he always looks surprised when we ask him a question.
I'll go first.
You want to go first,
Derek? I will.
Okay.
Again, I said these two are probably my top two across property. My top one is going to be Satouli.
Uh-oh.
To me, it's got everything going for it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they put out quality dishes. I've not had anything bad there except for a hot dog, but it's a hot dog too.
Right. It is just a theme park hot dog. Derek has chosen Satouli Canteen.
Okay, I'll go next.
Go ahead, Greg.
If I'm going to choose between the two, I'm going to choose Flame Tree Barbecue. Because, again, it's just my favorite, even over Satouli. I like Satouli stuff, but if I'm going there to get a full meal that I know I'll enjoy, I'm probably going to Flame Tree.
All right, so I am left once again to break the tie. I think both of these restaurants are very fairly priced. I want to say that. I think you can't go wrong with either one of these in terms of price. Satouli, not only does it have unlimited refills, it also has silverware. It's also served to you on actual plates. And I think for as much as the ease of the experience, I'm going to go with Satouli Canteen. Love the food at both places, but again, it's indoor. It's in the air conditioning. It does have an outdoor pool. Where are these boos coming from? Hey, get those people out of the studio. Sorry. Lucy. Lucy's our bodyguard, Craig's dog. The fact that it's indoors and you can get away from the heat, it's built for mobile ordering. Anytime I go to Flame Tree, there's tons and tons of people. It's a much more hectic experience.
Which tells you... there's tons and tons of people.
No, but there's a lot of people for the relative space surrounding it.
Yeah,
and I think it's lots of space there.
I think it's popular too
because it's in the line.
It's in the center.
Oh no, not in the line. You're right.
Also in the center of the park, and it's got a lot more foot traffic.
Right.
Granted, Pandora is extremely popular,
And honestly, Pandora Satouli is probably the future of what they'll be doing more and more at the parks. So I mean,
I love the food set up there is. You can pick all these different combinations of the bowls that they have there. It's a very unique menu. I just love everything about Satouli Canteen. I think I dare say it's my favorite part of Pandora, even more so than Flight of Passage, just because it's such a convenient experience.
Right.
And as you said, Greg, the Night Blossom is right next door.
Yes.
I love Pandora.
Yep.
What can I say?
Yep. So the winner is...
Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations to Satouli Canteen. You have won. I never realized we're in front of a live studio audience until they booed.
We're usually real quiet.
Oh, man. Next time you're in Centerville, Tennessee, join the ticket raffle to see if you can come and view our next recording. So, congratulations to Satouli Canteen. Now, did we say this earlier, that they will advance to take on the winners from the other three theme parks in the very near future?
We did not say that. But
that will be happening in the future, but not today.
Not the future. We're not going to the future.
Let's move on to the future. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Battle Royale.
No.
Sorry. Got a little carried away there. All right. Well, gentlemen, that was fun. Did you enjoy yourselves?
It was good to be back, Derek.
All the way since Thursday.
We haven't done that in a while, though.
Oh, yeah. We haven't talked dining, and we haven't got to Battle Royale a few shows.
And I love the battles.
Derek has been having withdrawals not talking dining.
And not talking battles.
Derek's two favorite things combined in one show.
It's now time for the longest running and fan favorite segment.
Well, that's arguable.
Called...
Greatness.
Oh, I still like it.
It doesn't get old. I believe, whose turn is it today? It's Craig.
It's my turn.
Craig, what is your grim grinning greatness question?
My grim grinning greatness question, guys, is what is the most memorable food experience you've ever had at Disney? What was something that you look back and it's the thing you remember most about all the times you've ate, all the different places you've ate, all the dining experiences you've had.
Wow.
What would be the number one on your list of that was just awesome?
All right. Well, what's yours, Craig?
Again, I hate to be cliche, but mine's going to be Ohana. Not necessarily because of all the food and the great food. It's just we didn't expect it that night. We're sitting there, and all of a sudden we see the fireworks and the music playing inside Ohana from Magic Kingdom. Again, we didn't have any idea that was going to happen. That was our first time eating Ohana, and just the food by itself blew us away. We didn't expect that much, but then to see the fireworks with that, it's just... it's just a perfect. And then after that, we went down to the beach right next to underneath Ohana at the restaurant. And just a great, great memory. And one I, again, didn't expect a lot of it.
Pretty awesome just having those fireworks surprise you like that.
And like I said, the music playing inside Ohana, you didn't expect that either. I guess that was from Wishes then.
Yep. That's Disney magic.
Okay. I'm going to have to. I think I'm going to give two here, if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah, that's fine.
Honestly, from food quality, I feel that Cinderella's Royal Table was the best meal I've ever had.
In your life?
At Disney.
Oh, wow.
At Disney.
That's saying something. Because you don't hear a lot about the cuisine at Cinderella's. Did you have it for lunch or dinner?
We had it for dinner.
Okay.
I can't remember. I'm not sure. Now that I think about it, I don't know. But it was, the food was awesome. And a group that went, another family that went with us, they said it was disgusting. So I don't know. There's a big drop off in the quality. But I thought the food was awesome. My second would be our very first meal at Walt Disney World was Raglan Road. And I still remember that. That was awesome.
Now, in fact, you enjoyed it so much. Sissy and I were flying down the next day. You all went back there and ate with us. Was it two nights in a row you ate there?
Either two nights or twice in three nights.
So you enjoyed it so much, you ate there again. Yeah, because that's the reason we booked that reservation kind of at the last minute, is you and Rachel had sung its praises, and the sissy was like, okay. And Sissy and I also loved it.
And I would say their bread pudding is as good as Ohana's.
Indeed it is.
It's interesting, and Matthew may have a totally different thing, but it's that first experience thing that you have.
It is. I really think nothing is going to be as good as the first time you have it.
I think so. And that's why we love Ohana, because we were just blown away by that experience. You're blown away by Raglan Road. It's just that first taste, real taste of Disney that really takes you in.
I have two as well, and both of them are at the same restaurant. And the first one that came to my mind was our first sit-down meal at Disney, and that's at the Crystal Palace in Magic Kingdom when we went back in 2012.
Which is your all-time favorite place to eat.
Yes, I love it. It was for dinner, actually. That's the only time we've been for dinner, but my wife is a huge Winnie the Pooh fan. I said the first night we go, I want to eat at Crystal Palace, and so we got reservations. And it was just a magical experience. We could see the Main Street Electrical Parade outside the window, and I still remember afterwards we went and rode the Jungle Cruise all by ourselves. There was nobody on the boat. Shows you times have certainly changed with FastPass Plus, but that's another story. But yeah, I love that experience. And then, Derek, when we went to Crystal Palace with you and Rachel, we took Bruin for the first time. And that was Bruin's first character meal, and Bruin just lit up when he saw Winnie the Pooh. He was dressed up as Winnie the Pooh, and he was so excited to see Pooh, couldn't wait to get him and hug him and give him a kiss. So it was our first trip, and then it was our son's first character meal, and that was for breakfast. I know. That image of him playing with Pooh jumps out to me. So much of it, Craig, is tied to that first taste of Disney, as you said. So,
see, I think of other places we had on that first trip that just fixed my mind. Tony's Town Square. It's not a go-to place for most people, but I remember what a fantastic meal that was. Be Our Guest dinner. I mean, it was unbelievable. And just the experience of that whole dining thing, seeing it snow outside, and you know it's 100 degrees outside. I mean, it's just... Yeah. Like I said, just those experiences of the first time you go, and again, living it through your kids, and just, I thought that was just a neat, since we're talking about food, just kind of go along with that,
That's a great question.
I like it.
Well, guys, it's been a fun show. So, gentlemen, anything before we depart?
Keep following, keep downloading, keep telling others about it. Just spread the word. We want to reach as many people as we can and help as many people as we can. mostly, please tell us some more ideas of like you, what you want to hear. We're here to help you.
We are here to help the people. Help us. Help you. Help others.
Wow. Put that on a shirt.
But more importantly, as you leave, make sure you...
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back.